Parachap 7, Mishnah 11. Shnaim shayim malin lechatas. If two were collecting for a chatas, they were each collecting their own water. They were each filling up their own jar with water for the to be used for the paraduma. Vigbiu ze al ze, and each lifted with the other, meaning that they helped the other guy lift onto his shoulder his jar, his big jug of water. Venatal ze leze koitzo. And or they pulled out a thorn from the other person's arm. They each one pulled out a thorn from each other's arm. It says the Mishnah Bekiddush Echad, if they're both drawing water for the same sanctification, meaning all the water was going to be combined in one bigger vessel, then kosher, then even though they did an intervening kind of melocha, it's still kosher because not actually the intervening melocha that they did served to help for the purpose of the water that they drew. Bishnei Kiddushin, but if the water that they drew was for themselves, it was for two separate, completely separate sanctifications, then pasul, then they have invalidated their own water by doing a malocha for another person's water. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, af bishnei kiddushin kosher, even if it's for two sanctifications, says Rabbi Yossi, it would still be kosher, and the reason being, im hisnu benahem, if there was a stipulation between them, if they made some sort of stipulation between them. So what is a stipulation? Different mafoshim explain it differently, but just to take one example, if the guy said, while I help you, my water and your water will be under your watch, and he could do that because then the water, while he's helping the other guy, so his water would actually be under the watch of the other guy. And since the water's under the watch of the other guy, so there wouldn't be like malocha done, an intervening malocha, and therefore the water would still be kosher and would still be okay.